No, they don't come to the National.
Russell's here now, and Mr. Smith was, had his eclipse glasses on and couldn't see and was lost. So it is the, it's the PJL Committee, Police, Judicial, Legal, in Monday, July 31st. We're a little behind. We're at 12 noon, a little past 12 noon, but we will get caught up. Lots of good stuff coming forward. First thing on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from the June 29th, 2017. So
second.
I have a motion and a second. Any changes, discussions, questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And the ayes have it. Moving on to public comments. Is there anyone here that would like to address this committee today? Yes, sir.
Kevin Cooney, 3032 River Vista Way. It's not on the agenda, but definitely a legal matter. The last meeting, as you know, Mayor, there was an executive session held. And you walked out and said no vote was...
No action was taken, I think exact words. 2 hours later,
another executive
session, and then a vote on the first executive session. We've been back and forth about this. I want to make a public, formal complaint about the manner in which that was conducted. And if any four of the council members up there today could point to an instance where it was done before, it would help address it. But that type of delay doesn't seem to happen very often because no one seems to recall it happening before. So what we had was a little sneaky maneuver. We had people who came here, paid for childcare, some elderly people. They came to hear what was happening in their neighborhood, in their backyard. They were told no action is taken. 2 hours later, action was taken. Absolutely unacceptable. This is America. You don't conduct business behind closed doors. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Devane. You're absolutely right. We don't take action in the executive session. There was an item on the agenda for action later, and that's when the action was taken. Thank you very much. Is there anyone else that would like to?
Madam Mayor, I would just, Madam Mayor, I'd like to go on the record and say that I absolutely appreciate Mr. Cunan's often appearance before council committee meetings, and he mentioned America and our American rights that all of us fight so very hard for, and I will continue to fight for as well. I absolutely 100% disagree with his interpretation of what happened, but I appreciate his comments. Thank you.
Mr. Smith, did you address me, sir? Could you point to any other instance where that has happened before? Where there was a separation between the executive session and the actual vote. That's all. Did that happen?
Thank you, Mr. Canadian. This is time for public comment. We appreciate your comments, as always. Anyone else here that would like to speak to the committee? Thank you. So we'll close that. Chief, you don't need anything today?
No,
ma'am. Really? So you build you a beautiful new facility, you get all the bells and whistles, and you're happy for a while, huh?
I appreciate it.
Oh, good, good. Great. So, but LaVisa does need something, so here's a twist. Moving on to item number four, judicial matters, new legislation, and can you explain to us what we're going to discuss today?
We just have a moment of silence first because she actually has a request.
Yes, ma'am. Actually, this legislation has already been put in place, so what we need from you folks this morning is where we're going to set the fine amounts for these violations. Chief Rich and I have spoken. Because of the severity of the infraction, we feel that it needs to be at the maximum. You know, people are putting their lives at risk out there that are working in these construction zones or roadwork zones. So we would just ask for your, please, your guidance as far as setting the fines for these violations.
Thank you. And can you remind us again why we set the fines? Why are we reviewing this now?
These are significantly higher. The statute itself hasn't changed. The name, the verbiage has changed. It is now three tiers based on the violation. And again, the fines are significant as far as the not less than or no more than. If we set it at maximum, again, that is a significant amount for each violation. So, again, where you folks would like to see those set, we need some guidance for that. Again, the chief and I, again, have discussed it. We feel that it needs to be at maximum, but...
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I see Mr. DeMora probably wants to add something to that.
I just wanted to say, by nature of operating a municipal court, you have the authority to decide what this is. Without that authority, officers wouldn't know how much to write a ticket for if such an infraction occurred.
Thank you. And if this happens, which would be certainly a tragedy, and we have had it happen throughout the state and throughout the United States, we certainly want to be leaders in that. So this, any action this committee takes, will take this to full council?
Yes, ma'am. That's
thank you.
Correct.
Okay. Open up to the committee. Do we have any comments, questions?
Nope.
Mark?
Briefly, the matter was set on the state level.
That is correct.
All we're doing is setting the fine.
That is correct.
So any concerns that there are real or unreal with double jeopardy as it relates are nothing we need to be concerned about at this level. That all happens at that level. So
yes,
just the
so
fine
this legislation
level.
Is already in place.
Great. Thank you very much. I'm comfortable, Madam Mayor, supporting staff's recommendation.
Well, we hope we're going to be getting a lot of highway work soon, so it's a prudent time to revisit this. Mr. Carrier?
Just per the document, we're going to do the max. What is the max? Is this per each area?
Yes, sir, it is. There are three different, it's a tiered offense. So the first one, the max, would be the $2,100 if we sat that at maximum, because the statute says not more than 1,000.
Right.
And we have to compute, of course, the state surcharges and assessments on top of that.
Right.
So that's what brings it to the $2,100. And again, same thing for the second one, and then the same thing for the third.
Okay.
So I've given you a minimum, and I've given you a maximum.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Yes, sir. Mr. Brimmer?
And by the way, since I'm known as a soft-spoken person on this council, it's nice to have a mic that projects my voice for me, so thank you for that. Since a good chunk of this amount is state assessment and fees, is the percentage of fees consistent with other ordinances?
It's the same amount, yes, sir, that we calculate on every other offense.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And these are all misdemeanor offenses?
They are. Even the third one, which of course carries a significant fine, the legislation reads that they must be handled in the municipal court.
That's why I was wondering, because typically that amount is
correct.
A felony, so
correct.
This is all misdemeanor. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So what does the committee prefer to do?
Make a motion to move forward as presented by staff with the fees associated with the subject matter presented.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any other comments or questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And the ayes have it. And this will move forward for consideration at full council. Thank you. Appreciate that. Moving on to legal matters, here we have Mr. Minchie.
Yes, Your Honor.
So the first item is consideration of a grant of easement to Mount Pleasant Water Works on property on U.S. Highway 17 North and Woodland Subdivision.
Yes, Your Honor. Mount Pleasant Water Works has asked for an easement for purposes of relocating their sewer line. Apparently, they installed a power pole that it crosses the sewer collection system and has resulted in a blockage of the flow of wastewater. So in order for them to unblock the wastewater and to deliver to the benefit of our townsfolk, they need an easement in order to do that. So we're recommending that the town grant an easement to Mount Pleasant Water Works so that they can continue to service the public without a blockage.
Sounds like a problem.
So. We'll take these individually.
Let's take them individually, if you don't mind.
Madam Mayor, I'm happy to make a motion to grant the easement to Mount Pleasant Water Works on the property located at 17 North, known as Woodland Subdivision, as submitted.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And the ayes have it. Next is a consideration of a conveyance of right-of-way to the South Carolina DOT regarding Highway 17.
Yes, Your Honor. Both B and C basically for the same purpose. One is on the U.S. 17 Huggernet Interchange, and the other is on U.S. 17 widening. We're required by agreement to convey to the Department of Transportation the surplus after every project. We're there, so we need to be able to convey to the DOT the residual.
Thank you, Mr. Minchie. Is there any idea of how much this land this is or space this is? And there's reasoning behind my questioning.
I'm sure I could find that out, Your Honor. I don't have it right here in front of me.
Okay, the reason I bring it up is working with CARTA, you know, we're talking a lot about leftover right-of-ways, South Carolina DOT-controlled right-of-ways, and future park-and-rides for potential park-and-rides, and they're very important to the community. So I just want to, for the record, know that we ask, and of course at the I-526 and Long Point, we are going to be moving forward reviewing that study, and there's big issues with the deepening of the port and where those trucks would go, so just want to make sure we're asking the right questions.
And we're required to make this transfer by agreement, so we don't have much choice in the matter.
I like that, too. There you go. Any other comments from the committee?
Well, I was going to comment as well, sort of along those same lines, is do we typically make a request to keep that property, or do we just give it without any kind of options, you know, consideration?
This is the typical way of doing it. If council is of the mind to do something else in the future, I suppose if you don't ask, you don't get. But this is the way we've done it in the past, and this is the way the agreement requires us to do it in the present.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting that we blow off the agreement. I'm just suggesting that if we don't ask, we maybe not get. So I'm wondering if maybe we should just maybe put a request to say we're interested in keeping the property, and if they say no, say great, and that's, you know, we'll move forward.
If I may, wonderful idea. These are strips and chunks that, without giving them back, we have the liability to anything that may happen with a motor vehicle accident or anything like that. Perhaps mm-hmm. the best way, satisfy the agreement, return the land, and then at some point in the future, if a bus shelter or something is required, then maybe we go back for that particular portion of land at that moment.
That's an option, too. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you. I like that.
Madam Mayor, just Eric, along that same line, has there been issues in the past where we have not received something that we've requested? Is it a mutually beneficial relationship is the question behind the question, sir?
Yes, sir. They've been very cooperative. SCDOT has. The only time that I recall that they wouldn't be agreeable is if they felt there was a public safety hazard and that particular piece of land needed to stay as it was.
Very good. Thank you.
Anything else from committee?
I'm good.
So do we have a recommendation on B and C?
Move forward with the items B and C to full council for the conveyance of the right-of-way as written and recommended by the staff.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And the ayes have it. I have one more item before we adjourn, just an update. I was going to bring back the conversational form of government at this month's meeting for consideration, and I think what we heard at the council meeting was that people wanted a lot more information on it. They didn't really know what we were asking for or what the form of governments were or where do we even start a conversation. I had a wonderful visit in Hilton Head with the Municipal Association of South Carolina. They have an expert in this area, and he was not available today, so we will ask him to come in September to address this committee, to start a conversation so that we can understand what form of government is and what options are, so hopefully maybe in 2018 we can let people have a decision on what that may be. So be it. Anything else to come before the committee? We're adjourned.